Thursday's State Board of Education meeting brought more than $30 million worth of good news for Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools and accusations from the state superintendent that board leaders aren't being transparent about spending. WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms has more.
First of all, if you're confused about COVID-19 relief money for North Carolina schools, that just means you're paying attention. There's been controversy about a $50 million relief fund set up by Governor Roy Cooper. Mecklenburg County officials say they were shortchanged in the way the State Board of Education distributed that money. But that's not what the board was talking about yesterday. They did talk about a $95 million Governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund, which is federal money that will go to the governor to distribute. There wasn't a lot of detail yet about how that will break out. The good news for CMS came from the report on another pot of federal money, almost $390 million in COVID-19 relief money for North Carolina's public schools.
The legislation allocates out the funds based on the proportion of the Title I funds that the unit received in the most recent year.
That's Alexis Schaus of the Department of Public Instruction. In layman's terms, she's saying that poverty levels shape who gets the biggest share. So CMS, which is slightly smaller than Wake County but has more poverty, is expected to get somewhere between $33 and $36 million, while Wake gets in the range of $24 to $26 million. Schaus noted that some charter schools don't participate in the federal Title I program, so they get nothing, even though they're facing costs from being forced to close and teach remotely. In the Charlotte area, that includes Lake Norman, Pine Lake Prep, and Metrolina Scholars Academy. But wait, there's more. State Superintendent Mark Johnson jumped into the discussion to say there's yet another pool of money that hasn't been disclosed to the public.
Just to add a little bit of transparency here, the State Board sent a proposal last night to the Office of State Budget Management, specifically requesting over $250 million in expenses, and something like this was one of those requests.
Board Chair Eric Davis said that wasn't on the agenda.
The item he's describing will be put on a future board meeting agenda.
But you've already requested it on behalf of the State Board.
And it will be discussed at a future board meeting.
It wasn't just members of the public who were confused. Board members started chiming in to say they didn't know about the $250 million request and they wanted a copy. No one ever explained what was included in that request. At one point, a voice broke in to say,
"Why was it sent without board members knowing about it? That's insane."
It was done without board members knowing about it. That's insane. And if it was hard to hear, that's because a Board of Education staffer explained shortly afterward that she had muted someone who wasn't a board member and shouldn't be speaking. Johnson said afterward the remark came from the Department of Public Instruction's chief of staff. Johnson told the board that staff is getting mixed messages.
And I think there's now a lot of confusion around the department on who is calling the shots, on what the State Board is actually requesting from the State Budget Office and the General Assembly.
It's worth noting that Johnson and Davis have clashed repeatedly on various issues, including the distribution of that first governor's relief fund we mentioned. Johnson used yesterday's meeting to chastise Davis over what he called a lack of transparency. Despite the confusion and sniping, the bright spot is that all school districts, and most charter schools, will soon be getting more help paying for remote learning technology, sanitation, mental health support, and other costs of adapting to life in a pandemic. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.